The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Friday, February 14th. Today is Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Good to have you spend the next 8 minutes or so with us. Valerie Chafin is with us from Second Chance. Good to have you here,
Paul.
Valerie, and
thanks
happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You've got a special event coming up tomorrow. This really does tie into Valentine's Day because it's an event that's going to be filled with love.
It will. Kitty love.
Kitty love, right.
That's
right.
Going to be tomorrow.
So what are you doing?
When we're open tomorrow from 12 to 5 at our adoption center, which is on Highway 179, about 10 miles west of here, mm-hmm. we're going to have a special cap promotion, and it's the Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Heart Club Kitty Day.
Oh.
And so around the Beatles music, and Emily Copeland will be there at our place to have a book signing of her iguana book. And we're going to have refreshments.
She was on Radio Friends.
She was.
She's a real
good friend of Second Chances.
Yeah.
And her two kitty babies were adopted a couple months ago from Second Chance. So she's a good friend of ours.
So how many kitties will be available for adoption tomorrow?
Tomorrow, both at our place and at PetSmart, because we'll have cats at PetSmart, about 70 cats are available to and are looking for their new homes.
Yeah. And you know, the thing that I learned about cats, for years, I was allergic to cats. And I really was deathly allergic to cats. And then a stray cat appeared in my backyard. This was about 8 years ago. And I started trying to tame her and feed her, named her Cola Cow. I captured her, and which was just it was a very traumatic experience because she was a feral cat. Took her in to have her neutered or spayed, and I didn't know what she was at the point when I caught her because
sure.
you didn't. Now she is the queen of the house. She lives inside, and I had no idea that cats had so much emotion. You think of dogs of having all of the
sure.
personality, and they do. But cats are very loving and emotional also.
So it sounds to me that she captured you as much as you
she
captured her.
She did capture. She is definitely a lap kitty. Then the next year, another feral cat showed
So what
up.
Happened to your allergies? They just
they
went
disappeared.
Away? It's amazing,
they
isn't it?
It is amazing. And I say that was an act of God because I had been allergic to cats, but this cat needed a home. So he took my allergies away. Now I got three cats in the house, and they were all feral cats that...
At some point.
Yeah, yeah. So the cats do have a lot of love to give. Go out tomorrow to Columbia Second Chance.
From 12 to 5. And then we have cats all month long in February at PetSmart.
Okay.
So they've got an adoption section in the back of their store. So we'll have cats at our place Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 5 and 1 to 5, and then all month long at PetSmart.
Okay, and just keep in mind that cats do have a lot of love to give. Any creature that you show love to, they're going to show it back.
Oh, there's no question. They do reflect whatever you give to them. They give back tenfold.
And it's unconditional love.
Oh, yes.
They don't care whether you're rich or poor.
It's the only thing that I know that you get 10 times more than you put in. All they want you to do is feed them. Make sure they go outside if they're a dog, and make sure they're warm if they're a cat, and what they give back is so much more.
Right.
And we just need to help you find those.
That's right. That's right. Valerie Chafin, thank you so much for coming
sure.
by. So mark it down, tomorrow, special Cat Love Day.
Yes.
At Second Chance.
Second Chance.
Good to have you here, Valerie.
Thanks, Paul.
Now, I turn to Alex Pickard.
How are you,
Good
Paul?
To see you,
Good
old
to
friend.
See you. Yeah, we go back a ways.
Yeah, old friend there. You're here to talk about the Columbia Civic Orchestra, and you have a special Valentine's Day performance tomorrow.
That's
also.
That's right.
The day after Valentine's Day.
Toujours l'amour. We're going to France
okay.
tomorrow night. Yes, 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. Going to do some Debussy and some Roman Carnival, and we're going to have some good time with French music.
Is it all
French music.
So right. tomorrow night at tomorrow. The Missouri Theater, what time?
At 7 o'clock. Now, we have a special attraction. We've got together and partnered with Lee School. And the third grade.
The elementary school.
The elementary. And the third graders studied a little Monet and a little French Impressionism. And the little darlings...
Made
their impressions of Impressionism. So between 6 and 7, we're going to have 58 Impressionistic paintings from Lee School students.
Oh, I like that.
And they're all titled. Columbia Art League is going to help set everything up for us. And
so this will be where? In the lobby?
In the lobby. So
of the Missouri Theater.
Of the Missouri Theater.
Between 6 o'clock
and... 6 and 7.
And then the concert starts at 7 o'clock.
And it's no intermission, 7 to 8. And afterwards, we have a little reception, meet the musicians. And the paintings are going to be judged by Jerry Burnesh and his wife, former art person at the university. We go back many, many years, and we're going to pick maybe 5 or 6 of those, and the Landmark Bank folks are going to exhibit them for a month in the lobby of their bank downtown.
Oh my goodness.
So,
I mean, these kids, they're going to go big time, aren't
they? Well, Ann Metz, who's the art teacher there, is just delighted, and we think this is a real good thing. And especially the kids are going to stay for the concert. We got special seating for them down
front. And they'll
front.
Be introduced during and, the
concert? Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
And moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts
invited,
and uncles will
they're all
be there.
Invited to come. That's right.
Okay.
But this is,
so this is a special French concert.
Concert for Valentine's
tomorrow, Day. 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater, the Columbia Civic Orchestra. But then between 6 and 7, the special showing in the lobby.
In the lobby.
Now, is there anything else coming up later on in the year that you want to?
Yeah, in another month, we're going to do the Sinkfield Foundation. We sponsor a concert of all original Missouri composers' music. This is a real educational thing for us that we do. And the final month in April, our director, Stefan Freund, has written an oratorio about all the Civil War battles in Missouri. Oh. And it's going to be with the Choral Union, the Columbia Civic Orchestra. We're going to have a media showing, bass baritone soloist.
So wow, okay.
Kind of exciting.
That's really nice. But boy, the one coming up tomorrow just sounds like a nice performance.
Well,
is this with the full...
Full orchestra.
Full orchestra.
Right. You know, we've been in existence for about 20 or more years, and I can remember the start with Anthony Addison. Do you remember
Yes,
Anthony?
Yes, I remember Anthony.
And he started that with maybe 20 folks in that orchestra, and now we're up to 55 or 60 or whatever we need for the concert.
We were fortunate many years ago when we were still doing Pepper and Friends, we had the whole Columbia Civic Orchestra on our show. And we crammed them all into the studio. We were blowing the roof off.
You couldn't cram them in now. That wouldn't work.
Alex, thank you so much for coming
by.
Always
a pleasure,
So they can
Paul.
Get tickets at the box office
at
tomorrow.
At the box office,
okay.
Right.
Got it. We're out of time for today, Monday. The Marriage of Figaro, Central Methodist University, will be on with us. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute Audio, Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Rachel Gangware, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mouser. See you Monday. Bye-bye.